Okay, we're in the 2.5 degree dip band, and you've got accept.
Okay, jolly good, and I'm ready for the readback.
Okay, let me mark off what I did here. Okay, before I lift off, we'll end up with making sure that the CMC has control of the optics. We'll fly with the CMC to the initial attitude, then we'll go to SCS control, VMAX 3 at one rate 2, max dead band limit cycle on and rate low. Then we'll do our initial tracking there, and we'll stay with that. And at 172.10, when the normal auto maneuvers would be enabled, I'll probably take the pitch VMAG to rates and start a small rate in there.
Yeah, that'll be just one small blip.
Right. Okay, and just before the final comp on B-34, we put the optics mode to CMC. We let P-34 finish, and once I'm in P-40, I give the spacecraft control to CMC, VMAX 3 to rate 2, and accept the maneuver. When I'm in attitude, I can go back and do SCS control, VMAX 3 at one rate 2, and should a burn be required, I'll make an SCS auto burn. I'll null the GNN residuals still remaining in SCS control. I'll proceed past the down 85 before returning control to GNN. And it'll be VMAX 3 to rate 2 when I get, I think the safest place is when I get in all the way into P-35. When I get there, I'll return spacecraft control to CMC and take the maneuver. Go back to SCS control, AMAX at one rate 2, all 3, dead band max. Then I'll take spacecraft control to SCS and then optics to manual. Prior to the final comp, we go optics mode to CMC. Again, at P-41, we'll hold spacecraft control to CMC, and I'll be bypassing the maneuver. But if we take a maneuver, it's VMAX 3 or 8-2. Again, we'll proceed all the way through it, and when I get into P-35, I'll take the VMAX back to at 1 rate 2 and give spacecraft control to SCS. Then optics to manual. Same procedure for mid-course 2, except that at the completion of mid-course 2, I'll just stay in in CMC.
Okay, Ken, a couple of comments there. Now, I guess how you trim the residuals is sort of dealer's choice. Once you're in that flashing 1685 display, why, you can go to CMC freely. So you can play that any way you want.
Okay, but I might just well stay in SCS. That's a simpler and one less number that I'm likely to confuse.
Okay, now let me and your readback was okay. There is something now. Say after the P-35, we have VMAG mode 3 at one rate 2. Okay, if the CMC will start you on a good track rate. I just didn't want to get the procedures too clowned up, but you know, if you put your pitch VMAG to rate 2 there, before you go to SCS, you'll keep in your CMC track. Now you'll be below the rate at which you're maneuvering, but between TPI and mid-course one, you'll exceed your attitude deadband. So since you did say you were going to go on the track method, people talked me out of that one. They said you always did the other one. That I think you should put a note in there, BMAG, roll, and yaw to at 1 rate 2, and pitch BMAG to, roll and yaw at 1 rate 2, and leave your pitch in rate 2. Does all that talking make sense?
Okay, that sounds like a good plan. Yes, sir. I understand you.
Okay, and that would also be true after the other P-35.
Roger.
And just so we make sure that all procedures are showing the same, I'm changing mine to show that, Ken.
Okay. I have mine changed too.
Okay, and I think that's it. I thought before the rendezvous we'd give you a swinging delta tail off just for your weight, even though you've got a chart, just so you wouldn't have to do any figuring out. Of course, 11's always a good number, but just to be professional, we'll give you a good one. And since you aren't making an SCS burn.
Thank you. I was going to ask you for that. It's really not quite the same as if you had SCS only, because you've got the information there and what's the right thing, but it sure helped to be a lot cheaper about your RCS.
Right. We just might as well be professional about this whole show, since you're doing such a good job up there.
See, there's one other thing I was going to ask you. Yeah, about the mapping camera. Are we going to leave it out, or are we going to try and retract it?
Stand by. Ken, the sim bay is configured for sleep.
As of right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about rendezvous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, stand by. Okay, Ken, we're going to retract the camera for rendezvous, extend it again, and then we'll retract it for TEI.
Okay. Thank you. I guess since we're a little down on the RCS, that might be a prudent plan. Looks like we're holding our own if it hadn't been for that little practice in formation flying.